our husband, we can recount it with our hands.
Okay, and what about, say, the thing that in football you run toward the
goal?
Okay. You know, sometimes people would think that there'd be maybe one house in the neighborhood that everyone would be scared to go to.
It'd be painted or haunted.
Okay.
We said haunted on it.
Do you remember any stories about that? Or was there a house like that at...
There wasn't one after where I lived, but we used to sit tell stories at night of painted houses and things, you know, and how the dishes wouldn't set on the table and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
And mostly stories of things that spooked horses at night. There would be supposed to be a certain road or a path that if you tried to ride your horse past it at night, that he would never go on by. That he'd always, something would spook him and you'd always fall off, you know.
What would you call the things that were supposed to be spooking him?
A ghost, probably.
Yeah. Any other names?
Well, a haunt, I guess. I don't know anything yet.
A ghost.
Do you ever meet anybody who's supposed to have seen one?
I really don't know anybody that actually is. So.
You might tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting, what, chilly? It's getting
cold.
Okay. But it's not real cold. You say it's just getting
sharp.
Okay. And say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not go.
Okay. And, say someone owned about 500 acres, you'd say that that was a, what, of land? That was a
track of land.
Okay. Would you ever use the word right smart or good deal?
Yeah, I say right smart. On most everything, I say that'd be right smart land.
How do you use that, right smart?
Means a lot.
I mean, what are some of the situations when you'd use it? Would you talk about a right smart of pain?
Well, a lot of people, you'd say right smart of pain, and lots of times you'd go somewhere and they'd say, where's many people there? And I'd say right smart.
You talk about right smart people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people,
and right smart, that's the type of way I use it.
So, what about, would you say it rained right smart?
They'd say, how much rain did you have? And I'd say right smart.
Okay. And, You say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
pretty cold.
Okay. And, say if someone says something kind of shocking, you sort of resented them saying it, you might say, why, the very, what of you saying that? The very
idea.
Okay, so the whole thing, you say, why, the very
very idea of you saying that?
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask him?
How are you?
Okay. And what, when you introduce a stranger, what might you say?
I'm glad to meet you.
Okay. And then what might you ask them? Would you ever say, how do you do, or how are you? Or,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I would.
Which?
I say, how do you do?
Okay. And say if someone had been visiting you, you might say, well, I hope. And they're leaving. You'd tell them,
like, you all come back, or
okay. Or you might tell them, hope you'll come back
sometime. Hope you all come back sometime.
Okay. And what do you say? How do you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Anything else?
Happy holidays.
Do you ever say Christmas?
Christmas greetings.
Yeah. Christmas gift.
Now that's right. You know, I never heard a Christmas